Show Adrian Gostick a leader who sets clear goals, communicates openly, respects people, treats them fairly, holds people accountable, and creates trusting relationships, and we'll show you a leader who almost got it right. Show Gostick an organization where people are coming to work on time, doing their jobs, and feel satisfied, and we'll show you an organization that is close to achieving its full potential. But why is it almost? Why is it close? Why is Gostick not fully satisfied? He says we need an accelerator, something to bridge the gap between where your team is now and where it can be. In the workplace, Gostick says, there was no accelerator with more impact than purpose-based recognition. A leader expressing appreciation to a person in a meaningful and memorable way is the missing accelerator that can do so much, and yet is used so sparingly. Simply put, when employees know that their strengths and potential will be praised and recognized, they are significantly more likely to produce value. We're not talking money here. It's not as powerful a reward as many people think. In fact, one-third of the people you give a cash reward to will use that money to pay bills. Another 1 in 5 won't have any clue in a few months where they spent the money or even how much they received. But what about something useful and tangible that was given to you as a reward? Chances are that even years later, you still own it and can picture the award in your mind. Giving recognition has a knock-on effect beyond the recipient. It gives coworkers a vision of the possible and the desire to garner the rewards. But recognition isn't the only answer. Before there can be recognition, the basics need to be in place: aptitude and goal setting, communication, trust, and accountability. When a manager is somewhat competent with the basics and then adds the accelerator to each, management effectiveness soars in each. This is the carrot principle. It is a simple concept, but one that works every time. Goal setting accelerated. Recognition accelerates goal setting by rewarding activities that move employees closer to the goal. Doing it this way allows leaders to correct the group's course in a positive way rather than pointing out deficiencies in performance. Recognition further accelerates progress toward a goal by bringing new energy to its pursuit. While communicating a clear goal and purpose may be enough for employees to begin a task with enthusiasm, people must feel that they are making progress, or their enthusiasm will begin to wane. Communication accelerated. Effective managers realize that to influence behavior, to explain what really matters most, they must speak to each individual in their charge frequently, specifically, and in a timely manner. The most effective way to do that is through employee recognition. Recognition works because it answers a universal human need. We all want to matter to those with whom we work. Communication, combined with recognition of strategically important behaviors, takes your vision and values off the wall and puts them into the hearts and minds of your people, which is exactly the place you want your vision and values to be. Trust accelerated. The moment you publicly recognize someone for a contribution, the trust meter shoots off the scale. In that moment, the employee being recognized and everyone present realizes that they can trust you to share the credit. The frequent act of recognition bonds individual team members to you and to each other. The results of this acceleration are closer employee-manager relationships, greater respect, and a sense of fairness in your team. Accountability accelerated. As a manager, you don't wait till the end of the project to receive an update. Recognition works the same way. By recognizing accomplishments and the milestones along the way to larger goals, you can let employees know in a positive way that they're being held accountable for the overall success of the project. To hold your people accountable, give recognition whenever an employee delivers, especially when he or she does so in an above and beyond manner. Creating a carrot culture. Before you can begin to create a carrot culture, you must take stock of how engaged your employees are. It's not hard to spot engaged employees. They give their all to achieve company goals. They are your above and beyond performers, your go-to people. We certainly want more like them, but there's a flip side. They are also the most sought-after people you have. Engaged employees are likely to be the first out the door if they're unhappy. Gostick gives us some yardsticks to assess our employee engagement. Employees consistently put in extra effort beyond what is expected. Employees are highly motivated to contribute to the success of the organization. Employees have a strong sense of personal accomplishment from their work. Employees understand how their roles help the organization meet its goals. And employees always have a positive attitude when performing their duties at work. Building blocks of a carrot culture. In Gostick's experience, hollow value statements, not employees, are the largest obstacle in creating a carrot culture. Corporate culture has to run deeper than posters on the walls. In a carrot culture, managers understand this. Great organizations and effective managers create a carrot culture, one person at a time, by using a variety of inclusive and meaningful recognition experiences. Gostick gives us four of the most common. Day-to-day recognition. These are the pats on the back, the handwritten notes, the team lunches, and on-the-spot award certificates. Above and beyond recognition. When your people go above and beyond, they deserve a more formal response from the organization. Career recognition. Most organizations provide a formal program to recognize people on their anniversary of their hiring date. And finally, celebration events. Events to celebrate include the successful completion of a key project, achievement of record results, company anniversaries, or new product launches. To make sure the recognition hits the widest audience, when presenting each of the above awards, Gostick suggests we tell a specific, informed story about the accomplishment. His four-point template is straightforward. Number one, talk about the situation, the problem or opportunity. Number two, state what was done in specific terms. Number three, quantify and qualify the results of the action. And number four, link it to a company value showing where it contributed to the company. Choosing the reward. Perhaps the most difficult portion of the recognition process is choosing a form of recognition that taps an employee's motivational triggers. Here are a few suggestions across the five areas of the carrot principle. Number one, goal setting. On an employee's first day, set expectations high by planning a small celebration. Then, send out an email to employees about the new person and why she was chosen to join the team. Invite coworkers to stop by. Even better, present the new person with a card signed by everyone on the team, welcoming her aboard. Effective managers make a point to find each employee's strength, tap it, and then recognize it. Set a goal today to identify what each employee in your department does best. Reprint an employee's business cards featuring an exclusive achievement-level logo when he has achieved a certain goal. Make him part of an exclusive club. Number two, communication. Make a commitment to call people by their name and say good morning to them every day. It shows you see them as individuals, not just as faces in the crowd. You may be a great manager, but you can't be everywhere and see everything at once, so ask for help. Give your people a stack of thank you cards and ask them to recognize coworkers when they see them furthering company values. Personally, deliver your employee's next paycheck to her. Before you hand it over, spend a few moments defining exactly what she contributes to the company. It's never the money that makes a person feel like $1 million. It's the praise. Recognition. Give an award that keeps on giving all year long, a subscription to the person's favorite magazine. If the magazine provides a message line on the address label, mention the employee's achievement there along with your thanks. When a top performer is going on a particularly long business trip, upgrade her ticket to business class. When you're away on business, arrange recognition for the employee who stayed behind. Prepay for lunch to be brought in by a local restaurant, or have the cafeteria deliver coffee and fresh pastries one day. Number four, trust. What's the last time you asked one of your people for his opinion? If it's been a while, make today the day you solicit input on a current project. Learn to be an active listener. Practice eye contact. Take notes. Ask follow-up questions. The more you demonstrate that you can be trusted with concerns and ideas, the more your people will open up to you. Think of the one person in the workforce you trust above everyone else. Set up a time to talk to that person about the relationship between trust and recognition. Ask what kind of recognition has worked for her and what she has learned about rewards over the years. Number five, accountability. The next time a customer, vendor, or teammate compliments a person in your department, make note of it. Ask for details and record them in a file to be shared again during the person's annual review. The next time you meet with a client, take along the employee who has played a significant role in maintaining the account. When you promote someone, make it public. Gather the group together to celebrate the achievement. Take the time to explain what behaviors got the employee there and express with gratitude. And finally, ask a stellar employee or team to step into the meeting of the board of the directors to receive an award and a round of applause. While this only takes a few minutes of time, it's the ultimate in recognition. And it shows your board members something important about the company and what the employees are accomplishing. So in conclusion, a leader expressing appreciation to a person in a meaningful and memorable way is the missing accelerator that can do so much and yet is used so sparingly. Simply put, when employees know that their strengths and potential will be praised and recognized, they are significantly more likely to produce value.